The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, Carl, this is Angela. Angela, this is first day.
Hi.
Up here at the security checkpoint. So we're just going to show her the ropes. Kind of.
Cool.
Honestly, Angela, it's pretty boring. We do not get a lot of traffic here.
So no aliens?
Yeah. Well, Liam is downplaying it a little bit. There's something going on, but you get used to it. I mean, it's, you know. Like, if you have sex every night, you're like, eventually you're like, meh.
Okay, Carl. Carl is a notorious horn dog. I'm sorry, Angela. I'm sorry for the, I know it's your first day, but you will, if you meet his wife too, you'll understand why.
Cool, hot wife?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Just, no, well, I wouldn't say hot. You'd say hot?
Yeah. Wait, you wouldn't? What's going on?
I would say, like, you know, like when people say like hot and heavy, I would say like she's heavy, but not like I'm not saying a comment about like her size. I'm just saying that she's like,
okay,
they're both
you know
super
what?
Enthusiastic.
Hey, Liam,
are lunch staggered or do we all eat together or?
Okay, I'll say it. That's fine. Liam broke the seal. My wife is made out of titanium. She came here 3 years ago from her planet. Usually we have to wait to see that someone's going to stick around, but since
I'm not that gullible. This is part of the hazing on the first day. You pretend that your wife is an alien, and then I fall for it, and then I'm in the crew, huh?
Oh,
all right. She got
okay,
us. Dead
gotta,
to rights.
I guess you got to. Okay.
Dead to rights.
You keep dropping your gun. You're going to want to put that
sorry.
In the holster.
Did you have a holster? Did they give you a holster?
They did. I keep thinking that it's further back than it is,
really,
and I keep dropping my gun.
You're shoving it down so confidently and missing it completely.
I would say leave it holstered because you don't need to be holding it.
Have you ever
for like
had
most
use
of
it?
The day? What's that?
Crazy people trying to break in.
I don't know. What, Carl?
Conspiracy theorists.
Once a year, we get, you know, some Yahoo.
They'll be inside a tumbleweed and they'll do front rolls like they are a tumbleweed. And it's like, we know you're a person trying to sneak in and we got to shoot them in the legs.
Oh.
Always the legs. Did they teach you that? Always shoot in the legs?
Yeah.
And you can shoot as many times as you want, but it just always has to be in the legs. If it's if it's above the waist, you're fired.
Yeah. They'll court-martial you quick if you do above the waist.
Cool. I don't know if this is too much for my first day, but...
I mean, I told you about my titanium wife.
When they interviewed me, it seemed like the person I'm replacing, there was some sort of controversy or something that happened. I was trying to put the pieces together.
We're not technically supposed to talk about it, but every 6 months, just because of the kind of stuff that we see here, we have to do like a psych eval.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, I would say what, like once every 6 months, like somebody on the base like absolutely cracks wide open and they go fucking psycho because the forbidden knowledge is like too much. It's like a weight that bears on their soul or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually their brains start to seep out of their nose and mouth and ears.
Mm-hmm. Butt. Yes.
We have a little song for it.
There's one more hole that the brain comes out.
When your brains come out your nose, your ears, your mouth, or your butt.
It's or your butt. It's those three or the butt. It just really depends. But that's
the butt.
Yeah.
Speaking of my wife, she went to visit her family back on let's call it Wisconsin. So she goes back on Wisconsin.
Back on Wisconsin?
Yes. And she goes to visit her family. And
what did you do? How did you fuck? How long was she gone?
Well, that's the thing. For Wisconsinites, time moves differently. So she was gone for a year, but for me, it was just a day.
Okay, got it. Got
not it. Even a day. It was 12 hours.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad.
Is she?
Yeah, anyway, yes. Angela, it is to answer your question, it is staggered lunches. So we will go on lunch at different times.
Great,
and
great.
It's only really going to be two of us up here at any given time, just because, you know, we have, you know, north, south, east, west, all the entrances and exits we got to cover. So
there's more directions, but you'll learn those later.
What?
There's universal directions that we've learned from our job. Yeah. You learn a lot. You're going to learn
great.
A lot.
Does anyone want to trade lunches with me? I panicked. I have three chobanis. I got three chobanis and nothing else.
Oh, what's a... I'm unfamiliar.
I don't know. Yogurt. Is it like a taco?
Oh. No, it's a yogurt.
Well, hold on. Liam and I both thought it was a taco, so I think...
If it's a taco...
It's two against one.
Yeah, if it's a taco, we might be in the ballpark of
Chalupa,
trade.
Churro, chobani. You're telling me it's a yogurt?
Chobani yogurt.
Ugh, I don't know if I want to eat a yogurt taco. That's disgusting.
It's not a taco.
Mention, we forgot to mention the guy that comes once a year in the tumbleweed. It's one dude. So it's the same guy. He keeps coming back. Yep.
Yeah.
By this point he's in a radio flyer. He really has to wagon himself over. His legs are just for show at this point. But his picture is behind this. Let me just move some of my kids' drawings out of the way. Here's a picture of him. So,
huh.
So if you see him, give a shout or give a shot.
Looks a lot like you with a mustache.
Would you say?
It looks a lot like you with a mustache.
Well, that's the whole point. He usually has like a security uniform as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Carl, how's it going? Nice mustache. Wait a second. And then, you know, we unload on this guy's fucking legs. Like Carl said, we can do as many shots of the legs as we want. There's no limit.
There's no recourse.
We're not going to get in trouble
for PTO.
I don't know if he suffered PTO. Probably.
Yeah. It's
pretty traumatic.
I honestly don't even know what PTO is in that context, but I'm assuming some because we shot him a bunch in the legs.
Yeah, so he's got to have flashes of it.
Nobody's going to be normal
or
after that.
Or, yeah. Angela, what was your previous job?
Yes. Where do you come from?
What's your favorite animal? Oh, 1, 2, 3. Favorite animal?
Aliens.
1, 2, 3. You are going to fit in so well here.
You're going to love it here.
So technically, from the guard station, we are not allowed like into the sub base where they keep the cool stuff. But like I said, lunches are staggered and you can go on walks and your security clearance will get you in anywhere. So, I mean, your first few weeks, you're going to see some wild shit that we have in storage here.
Oh, yeah. We have a parking lot full of UFOs, just like anything.
Last week, I was in the big hall of boxes and I found, and I kid you not, the Ark of the Covenant.
No.
I would not fuck with you on this. I found the Ark of the Covenant for sure.
Do you know how many cups of Christ we have here? If you go into the break room, you're 9 out of 10 times you're going to be drinking out of a cup of Christ. Here's the thing. The dude just didn't have one cup. He died when he was 33. How many cups do you have in your cupboard, Angela? 1, 2, 3.
One.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I have like 40. So it's the
divorced?
Guy had so many.
Angela, divorced?
Divorced.
Yeah.
He took all the cups.
A lot of us divorced people, we end up here. Isn't that wild? Isn't it so strange? Yeah. Wild.
One of the cups of Christ says world's number one prophet.
Yeah.
So he had like a whole collection. So don't think of like.
There's a mug that says, don't talk to me until I've had my transmogrified wine.
I want that mug. We got to make that mug now.
There's one mug where if you drink out of it, whatever's in it turns into blood. It might be that one. And that'll ruin your day quicker than anything. Yeah. And here's what I'll say, Angela, right off the bat. Do not believe the movies. Indiana Jones?
No.
There's no knight in the break room protecting the cups,
no.
Right? That's going to turn to dust or whatever. Don't believe the movies, okay?
Yeah. Independence Day, do not believe that shit. Like, any alien that we have here is either long dead or they are so boring, so up to their ass in paperwork that they are not going to be conversational.
Actually,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, Liam. Randy Quaid worked here.
I'm sorry. Yes, Randy Quaid did work here super briefly.
Yeah.
It was actually part of his, he was doing a character study for, I think, Vegas Vacation.
For the uncle, for the cousin, cousins?
Who?
Cousin?
Cousin Randy, was it?
Christmas,
Uncle
Christmas
Randy?
Vacation?
It was Vegas Vacation.
Vegas, Vegas vacation. Yeah.
Vegas vacation.
Huh.
Yeah.
What? So, yeah. What?
But that's the only movie you should believe.
Don't. Yeah. Believe Independence Day. Don't believe the rest.
Yes.
I feel like I'm going to fit in here.
Isn't it weird in Independence Day? I don't know how recent you saw it. Isn't it weird that the world is literally under attack from aliens and they're recruiting pilots to help fight them? And when Randy Quaid says he was abducted, they all scoff at him and go crazy. But aliens are proven to be real because they're under attack at the moment. Isn't that weird? Anyway.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. My husband got all the DVDs in the divorce.
No.
You should say ex-husband.
Yeah, you should say ex-husband.
Oh, you're still wearing
the ring. I don't want to.
Angela.
It's okay. It's okay. Carl still talks about his titanium alien wife, so it's fine. Everyone here has their own trauma, or as you put it, PTO, that we have to deal with in a way, and we're all not dealing with it or dealing with it to various degrees, and it's fine. You're welcome here. You passed the psych eval, so you're welcome here.
Well, I'm hungry. I'm going to go eat my chobanis in the break room, but I can't wait to get started, fellas.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.